the art and science of hacking our environment or modulating it to support our body is what biohacking is. Did you also know that this is a key element to becoming a radiant human? Through supporting our bodies to be as pure as possible, this is where deep eating radiance comes from, an inside out approach to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and allow you to have powerful energy and the best sleep ever. Check out my top biohacking picks, from supplements to EMF protective clothing to water purification, air purification, blue light blocking glasses, detox options, and much, much more. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and check out my biohacking page. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic hair specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging, looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life through various practices, including body, mind, spirit, and energy balancing, and reducing oxidative stress, as well as using non-toxic skincare and personal care products. Basically, becoming our best versions by also becoming as pure as possible and doing some of that inner work. Speaking of inner work, we have a beautiful guest joining us here today. We have Melissa Dealey here. I had the pleasure of meeting Melissa at a recent event that I was invited to. And the first time I saw Melissa, it's like, wow, this is a beautiful, radiant woman. You have to come on the show. We have to connect. And I'm very pleased and honored to have Melissa Dealey here with us today. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Melissa Dealey's mission is to heal the world. Chronic illness does not have to be a life sentence. And when Melissa realized the body is designed to self-heal, she set about getting trained so that she could truly help people heal and then train others to do the same. Melissa is an integrative mind-body health practitioner, a trainer of NLP, and hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner in timeline therapy. We're going to talk about what those are. They are practices that I have also employed, so this is a very exciting episode. Melissa is dedicated to helping others heal by addressing and removing the toxins in all four bodies, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and calls herself the Friendly Toxin Slayer. Melissa's business is 100% virtual, and she works with the entire English-speaking world. Melissa also uses her power of functional medicine lab tests mailed to your home while offering a high level of support to ensure her clients' success as we navigate the path bringing the bodies back into balance while creating new lifestyle habits to ensuring lasting results. Melissa is an international speaker, five-time best-selling author, and has been named the 2022 CREA Global Awards list and winner of the Alignable 2023 and 2022 Local Business Person of the Year for Whistler. She is also the recipient of the 2022 and 2021 Quality Care Award by Business from the Heart. Melissa is the host of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast, a podcast offering global education around health, which ranked in the top 5% of global podcasts by Listen Notes in the first 3 months of launching. When not serving her clients, Melissa can be found on her paddleboard, backcountry hiking and camping with her daughters, downhill or cross-country skiing, or planning her next trip for her Girl Guide unit, or working on her passion project, Girls Matter, keeping girls in school in Uganda, breaking the poverty cycle, one girl, one family, one village at a time. You can learn more about Melissa Dealey over at yourguidedhealthjourney.com, some of her nonprofit work as well, and everything will be in the show notes, of course. Welcome to the show, Melissa. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. And it's always so interesting to hear someone else read your bio. And I'm like, wow, who is that person?
There is actually one award I would like to add to that, because I was at a recent IHP event put on by Dr. Cabral, which is how we met, and you received an award. So you need to update your bio there for a 2023 IHP award.
I do need to update my bio there. Yes, thank you for pointing that out. And I'm doing great today, and I'm excited to be here with you and have this conversation today, because it's a really important conversation for women to hear.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the neat things about you is your outdoors lifestyle. And this is a key part of my lifestyle too. We're both from the west coast of Canada. I'm on Vancouver Island. You're on the mainland. We definitely got to hike. I'm actually doing part of the Juan de Fuca Trail tomorrow, which is exciting. Wow.
Very exciting. That's on my wish list to do with a girlfriend potentially next summer.
Oh, well, come to the island anytime and we'll go. We'll have a good time. I'm obviously back and forth between a couple of places, but I'd love to do that with you. All right, let's open things up here to the unlimited dollar question that I love to ask everyone here on the show. What is radiance to you, Melissa?
Radiance to me is living in your purpose. Radiance comes from the inside out. And when we are living in our purpose, allowing ourselves to be guided as to what it is that we are meant to be doing on this planet, we are living a life of ease and flow. Yes, there might be ups and downs, but generally it's ease and flow with the resources coming to us as we need them to be able to fulfill that purpose. And fulfilling that purpose gives us the joy, the peace, the harmony, the happiness that are all contributors to living in radiance.
That is beautiful. And what's really beautiful about your work is that you're able to go very deep with your clients. And in my journey of becoming my most radiant version, this took me a long time. And adding some of the cool things that you do is so incredibly key. And I agree with you. It's about living your purpose. It's not about flying blind and being on autopilot. It's remembering what your purpose is. And sometimes that takes time to remember who we really are.
It took me almost 50 years to remember, in all honesty.
Took me 37.
So you were faster than me.
The ease and flow aspect that you mentioned is so key within the masculine and feminine dynamic in relationships, in life, with health, with finances, all of those things. And I love that you said that resources are coming to us all the time, as we need them, at the right time, in the right way, sometimes in a way that we don't expect it. And this is really where faith and spirituality comes into, to just, you know, give it up to the big guy. If you need some help, ask for that. And yeah, it's just, that was one of the best answers I've actually ever heard someone give on the show. So great job.
Thank you.
Let's get into the physical side of things, our physical body, because yes, we're in this beautiful vessel. How do we care for it? And in particular, as we age, what causes our hormones to get out of balance?
Well, there's actually a number of reasons that can cause our hormones to get out of balance, but some of the top reasons are stress. And let's face it, the world was stressed out before COVID. And then it got worse. So all of us are living in a stressed out state. And the reason that stress can cause hormonal imbalance is that our body can only do so much. You know, think of it as it has this much energy to do these different things. And if we're demanding all the energy over here, it can't do it over here, right? So if we're in that stressed out state, the body is trying to ensure that we get to safety because it thinks we're in danger. So it's pumping out cortisol, it's pumping out adrenaline and saying, go, 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 fight or flight, get out of here. And then when we get to safety, the body then calms and things can go back to normal. While it's pumping out all that cortisol, it needs to stop doing other things in order to be able to do that. And so it will shut down our immune system because that takes a lot of energy. It will shut down digestion because that too takes a lot of energy, and we're not going to stop and eat a sandwich when we're trying to get to safety. And it shuts down our reproductive system because we're not going to stop and make a baby either. And so the body stops making progesterone so that it can make more cortisol. And that's fine in the moment. It's not fine when we're living in that fight or flight state every single day, because what happens is the body isn't making enough progesterone, but it's still making estrogen and it's still getting in xenoestrogens, which are toxic estrogens that are very common in our world today. In plastics, as an example, in skincare products that you're buying on the shelves at your local Walgreens, for example. And there's foods that we eat that are healthy foods that are also high in estrogen. And so our hormones get out of balance. So that's really the number one reason that we have hormonal imbalance and we see a lot of women in an estrogen dominant state, stress. Tied into that is toxins, which I've just talked about as well. And in addition to those toxins that I mentioned, we also have heavy metal toxins that get into our body and can cause hormonal imbalance. We have an imbalanced gut and digestive system, which again can be triggered by high stress, poor sleep. It can be triggered by use of antibiotics. It can be triggered by different foods that we're eating. And because we're all interconnected, if one of our organ systems isn't working well, it does impact others. And so an unhealthy gut and digestive system can also be impacting our hormone levels. So then, of course, there's birth control that people are using that impact our hormone levels. There's our thyroid estrogen relationship that impacts our hormone levels. The thyroid being another hormone, but when we're in that estrogen dominant state of too much estrogen relative to the amount of progesterone, that can actually start to slow our thyroid. And when we slow our thyroid, that can start to trigger weight gain and obviously thyroid issues. And then it can also impact our insulin levels and be a trigger for type 2 diabetes, even in people that aren't overweight. And that hormone imbalance can be a cause of breast cancer. So there's so many downside health effects that can come from our body being out of balance. And that's why it's really important when our body talks to us in the form of symptoms that we don't just ignore them and think, oh, it's aging, or oh, it's my genetics, or oh, it's my seasonal allergies, or when it comes to menopausal hormones in particular, the night sweats and the hot flashes. We think that's part of the journey because society has taught us that. We learn about puberty at school because there's a venue to teach that. We don't have a venue to teach all the women in the world about menopause. And so women learn about menopause by asking their mothers and asking their friends. And their mothers will say, oh, the night sweats and hot flashes were the worst. And then their friends say the same thing. So when they start experiencing it, they then say, oh, I'm in menopause. They don't realize this is a symptom and my body's trying to ask me to do something differently. And when you first have those symptoms, you can take action in order to rebalance your hormones so you don't have to suffer through. These are the best years of your life, and going from perimenopause through to menopause can take 8 to 10 years. It shouldn't be a troublesome time in your life. Our bodies were not made to suffer. Our bodies were designed to give us symptoms to have us take notice and then do something differently.
Oh, very eloquently.
The message I want women to know is you don't have to suffer through, and don't think those are normal. They're not. They're just a symptom.
And same thing goes with men too, right?
Absolutely.
When we think men and hormones, we think libido, right? We think performance. But this impacts both parties.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Men just don't have that cycle that's as obvious as women's, right? But men do still have a cycle. And yes, through life, as we age, our body, again, it can't do everything, right? And so depending how we live our lifestyle, our testosterone levels can start to drop. our estrogen levels can start to rise in men. With weight gain, that will cause estrogen levels to start to rise. And if you see overweight men that have man boobs, like when I see that, I know immediately their hormones are completely out of balance and they've got way too much estrogen relative to testosterone. And that's why there's continued weight gain. And they're probably frustrated and don't like it, but they don't know that they can do something about it. And we can support their testosterone levels. We can help their body detox the excess estrogen and rebalance their hormones as well, all through plant-based herbs. Like, we don't have to go to, you know, hormone replacement therapy, etc. The plant-based herbs are a much better option because they trigger the body to start producing the hormones themselves. They're not replacing the hormones. And so then the body will start producing more. When we replace the hormones, the body goes, oh, you're giving it to me. I don't have to do it. And then you have to take that for life. Now, the other piece there that I said is helping to detox the excess estrogen. What's really critical about that is our liver health. Our liver and kidneys together, they are our detox organs. And in today's world, they are overburdened from the 100,000 plus toxins that have been introduced since World War II through our air, our water, our soil systems. We are being bombarded by toxins, and the human body doesn't evolve that rapidly. You know, World War II was, what, 80 years ago now? The human body hasn't evolved that much since, you know, in 10,000 years, right? So the liver is overburdened and it's trying to do the best job it can. And its job is to cleanse our blood every 6 minutes. When it can't then go into phase two of detoxification, which is getting those toxins into being a water-soluble state so we can actually release them through our breath, our sweat, our bowels, our urine, it chooses to store them in our fat closets to at least prevent them getting into our bloodstream. But our fat closets are in our brain, which is largely fat and water, in our breasts in women, and anywhere that we're storing excess fat on our body. So now we are just building up our toxic load. And I don't know about you, I don't want toxins running around in my brain. I don't want them running around in my breasts. I mean, the correlation of toxicity to Alzheimer's and dementia is there. The toxicity to breast cancer is there, right? When we reverse all of this, that's how we can avoid diagnoses of chronic illness and or recover. The two main causes of chronic illness are high toxic load and low nutrition because of our food systems and the fact that our soils are depleted of nutrients. And that's the other piece in the need to support our liver in detoxifying is that we're not getting the nutrients we need for phase two of detoxification from our soil systems. They're no longer there. So even if we're eating a wonderful, you know, whole plant-based food diet, we still can't get enough through our food. So we have to supplement to support our body to be able to complete these functions that it's supposed to do. It just can't do because of the world we live in being more toxic than it was ever meant to be.
Well, let's put a positive spin on this and what we can do about it, shall we?
Yeah.
We speak the same language here. I, as a researcher in my last article, I highlighted that in Canada, deaths of unknown cause doubled from 2019 to 2020. This is a massive statistic, very much a signal for researchers like myself. And I actually reached out to Stats Canada and said, hey, can you provide more clarification on this? So this is either autoimmune or someone passed away before a diagnosis. Now, what I'm drinking here looks like blood. And you mentioned the blood. And I think one of the key things that's going on, it's actually Organifi red juice, by the way. Superfoods, adaptogens, the stuff is delightful. So when you're talking about feeling fine, we do not need to feel fine. We desire to feel fantastic and radiant and look our best. So big fan of superfoods and adaptogens like Organifi. Head on over to Organifi.com/Varga. Use promo code Varga for 20% off. The other thing I'd like to add here is that to detox, our blood has to be flowing. I think one of the biggest toxins we're dealing with right now is electromagnetic frequencies. Yes. And wireless cellular radiation, because it impairs blood flow. So if you want your brain to function in a higher state, your liver to detox appropriately, we have to have good blood flow to carry oxygen nutrients and then carry away those metabolic waste products. So go stand outside barefoot for 30, 45 minutes. This is why I love to hike. And hopefully tomorrow, most of the bears are hibernating.
Yes, by now, hopefully.
Hope for that. And the other toxin, I would say, you touched on some key things. I would absolutely add that I think that over the last couple of years, media and news and all these things has really made stress worse, but it's the consciousness also that we're in and the energies that we're in that actually go beyond this planet, and the energies that literally the planet is moving through affects us physiologically from solar storms and, you know, different energy pockets in space. You know, we're on a ball that is hurling through the universe very quickly. So when we have an awareness of toxins in our air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, in our personal care products, there's so much that we can do. And this is what Melissa and I love to talk about. And the skin tells us so much about what's going on. Because I'm sure most of the clients that you're working with, they're seeing things like oxidative stress on the skin, red, puffy, scratchy eyelids, redness to the face, hyperpigmentation, acne, weight gain is massive too. And there's also this massive relationship component, and I'm sure you're seeing in a lot of your clients, especially women in partnerships, where they're really operating like the head of the household, the leader of the household, they're working like a man. That right there is going to make you age really fast and set your body up for dis-ease-is. Same thing for men too, when they're sort of emasculated because the woman's doing everything, right? There's also that component too. What are your thoughts on that?
So I fully agree that when we are not in alignment with our masculine and our feminine energies, and we're too far in one or too far in the other, then that's when we start to have dis-ease creep in, because the body always wants to be in balance. And so often we learn that, oh, this is good for me. And then, so then we go into this space of, if I do more of it, this is better for me. And that's not true. And that can happen in the workplace. I'm in this job. I've been rewarded. I just got a big promotion. And now if I work even harder, that's going to be even better. And that's not the right approach to living in your radiance and being in alignment. And when I was in the corporate world, so I left the corporate world back in 2015, I had really all of my spirituality stamped out of me, all of my feminine side stamped out of me. And I wasn't even aware that it was happening until I got out. And then I had time to figure out, what do I want to do next in my life, in my career? And I was open to being guided. And as I was being guided, I came back to myself and went, oh, here, this is who I am. And this is my spirituality, and was able to rediscover it. Because I'd been in that career for 24 years and I'd literally forgotten and stepped fully into my masculine side. And so I had to relearn all of that in the last, 8 years now, 9 years coming up on. And that's been an incredible journey too, because that's also where I came into discovering my purpose, my passion. But it's because I slowed down, I opened myself up to being guided, and I allowed that.
Ooh, love that. The concept of slowing down. I do this a lot. I never push through. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. If I'm not up for something, if my energy is a little bit lower physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, I will postpone certain appointments so that I will show up and be in a much brighter, effective state. There's nothing wrong with that, because when we push through, that's going to then deplete other interactions and, you know, it could take you longer to recover. Hiking is such a great way to slow down, especially being from the Pacific Northwest.
It is. And I've always loved hiking. And I moved here to Whistler, British Columbia, 33 years ago. And when I got here, I thought I was just coming for one winter season. And I just fell in love with the mountains. And I decided, and I had friends telling me, well, if you love the winter here and all the outdoor activities, you got to stay for summer. And so I was meant to be going to the UK for an internship in banking. And I pushed that back 6 months and I decided to stay for the summer. Well, then it was going to be winter again. And by then, the mountains were so entrenched in me, I just can't leave. And I said that to somebody yesterday on a different podcast. I said, the mountains call to me. I can't leave them. And I love getting outside and hiking. And I actually have COVID to be grateful for, because when everything shut down and we literally couldn't travel anywhere else, we weren't even supposed to travel to the next town, my daughters and I started backcountry hiking, because we had never actually done that yet. We'd done a lot of camping and a lot of hiking, but we started backcountry hiking. And now we love to do that together. And so I'm really grateful for that, because it's also a way to get all of us away from our devices, away from our phones, away from the EMF, out into the sunshine, out into, you know, being completely grounded and enjoying nature and resetting our nervous systems. And my kids are in their early 20s, and it's such a beautiful way to spend time with them and have real conversations, because all the rest has been left behind.
Oh, that's so beautiful. You know, same thing for myself during those couple of years, and things like that lasted a lot longer up here in the north than it did in other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. So there really was nothing else to do. I mean, couldn't go to restaurants, movie theaters, anything like that. So what am I going to do? I'm going to hop in my Jeep or Land Rover, and I'm going to go 4x4ing, and I'm going to be in nature, and I'm going to love every second of it. No cell phone reception or anything like that. It's so beautiful. And what's really interesting that you mentioned, Melissa, is where we are situated. And I'm a fifth generation Vancouver Islander. So yes, of course, the Pacific Northwest is in me. However, the first time you going to Florida, or Whistler for the first time, then myself going to Florida, which is where we met, my body just, ooh, this heat. I love it. I, you know, wasn't experiencing like whiplash pain as much, anything like that. And just the heat really helped me feel feminine. So it's so funny coming back for the colder season to see family and things like that. And I'm all bundled up. And then it's like, whoa, this is like how I was like in that hypermasculine state where I was leading the expeditions because the man never wanted to come do that. So I do it with girlfriends. So that shifted me in my masculine. But it also allowed me to rewild and reduce oxidative stress. And I tell this whole story in my Audible, Radiance, the New Skin Science. So that's really funny because we kind of went opposite.
We did, because originally I'm actually from Australia and lived on the beach in Australia. So I moved from that, traveled around the world for a couple of years, came here, and I love going back to Australia. But for me, I need the four seasons. I need to really connect with the beauty of what each of the four seasons offer. And the heat is too much for me. I don't tan at all. I'm very fair. And so I burn easily in Australia, whereas here I don't have to be exposed to that for as many months of the year. And that also contributes to my radiance and health, so that I'm not, you know, ending up with skin cancers and melanoma, etc., which I've had melanoma once. So I'm very cautious about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some options for that. Obviously, reducing oxidative stress is going to enhance your ability to negotiate with UV radiation, LED lighting, and things like that. That made a big difference for me, because you and I, Melissa, were a very similar skin type. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really proud of you for knowing this about yourself, because skin cancer is very real. There's actually a peptide that was studied for skin cancers. And, you know, I did some work with that earlier this year, and it makes you super tanned and all sorts of things. But that is not for everybody. It's kind of in the biohacker fringe world. But traveling is so key too for our minds. And I know that you do a lot of work with NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy. But there's also something that I did, which was astrocartography. And what was interesting that is you can use that to see where you may best operate on the planet. And actually right where one of my sun lines was is exactly in Vancouver, where I love to teach. And also on the island where I love to hike. And just like you, you get called. When you get that message to do something, when you get that message to go somewhere, when you get that message to be open to meeting somebody, oh my goodness. When you're operating in a very pure way with the work that Melissa does, with the work that I do too, it's all about purity. The more pure we are, the more clearly we can hear these messages and develop our intuition, consciousness, enhance our spiritual practices and all of that. Tell us about your work with NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy, and how you've seen it help your clients. I know it's helped me tremendously as well.
I will. And I just want to go back and say that every day I thank my 22-year-old self for making that choice all those years ago to stay. And it was a choice, but it was also very much a calling. And I didn't know it at the time. So sometimes when we're just following, the clarity comes later. And that's exactly what happened to me. And all of that was leading me to health and wellness now, where now I understand why nature is so beneficial and why I needed to be here. I didn't know that then. I just knew in my core I needed to be here, and I followed that. On to NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy. I also followed that. I had previously studied just NLP in a different school, loved the concept of working with the unconscious mind, loved the tools that they taught. However, they didn't give me the cup to be able to hold it. And so when I got out and started working with clients, it didn't work. And so I actually thought, okay, this isn't for me. And I went down a different path. And that's when I met Dr. Cabral and integrative health and the lab testing, which is all fabulous. And then I found myself back registering for a mind-body health practitioner training. And when I started listening to the pre-work, I realized, oh, wait, this is that NLP stuff I did before. And I was cross-country skiing while I was listening, because we were supposed to listen with our unconscious mind, not actively, right? And I literally had to stop and breathe, because my body just started to stress out. Like, wait, what am I doing back here again? I already did that. It didn't work, right? And then I was in nature, obviously, and I just stood by a tree and I breathed. And then I went, okay, you're telling me I need to do this. I'm being called back to this. I need to follow through. And that just calmed me right down, and I kept going. And I realized, going through this with a different trainer that gave me the cup and the understanding, that is what has led to my success and me loving this work so much that I've gone right through to become a trainer in all of the programs now. So my bio needs to be updated for that too, because just this week I completed my timeline therapy teacher trainer certification. So what I love about this work is the fact that we're working with the unconscious mind, which is 90% of our mind. Our conscious mind is only 10% of our mind. And that's the mind that society tends to teach us to live in. And we're not taught the tools of the unconscious mind. But our unconscious is obviously working for us throughout our entire life, but it also creates patterns from the ages of about 0 to 8 years old. We're born like computer hardware. And for those first 8 years, it's download, download, download all the software so we can function in society. And when it finds patterns at work, it will repeat them. That saves it time, energy of figuring out a new way to do something. When we get later in life, in our 20s or our 30s or 40s, we might find that we're getting stuck. We're getting held back. We want to do something. We do our best and it's not working. And that's when we want to look at, okay, what unconscious program is holding you back right now? And you know something's wrong, but you don't know what it is because it's unconscious. And so with the tools of NLP, we can draw this unconscious programming out and bring it to your awareness. And then we can rewire the neurology to create a program that's going to work for you and where you're at in the life that you want to create now. And that's incredibly powerful because it's done very, very quickly. It's done without you having to rehash any of the trauma that might have happened in that stage of your life. It's done without having to tap into the emotion and bringing up all the emotion. You don't have to talk through it, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I do an intake with you. That's the only time we'll touch on it. We're not looking for, you know, getting into the story. We're not even looking for the problem. We're looking for how you do what you do so that we can change it and have it be more effective for you. And with timeline therapy, we're releasing those stuffed down emotions that, again, society teaches us to stuff down. Boys don't cry, you know, grow up, you're a big girl now. All of these comments we hear as children from well-meaning parents, but we learn to stuff our emotions. And over time, those become toxic. And so with timeline therapy, we can release that. And it's literally like releasing a bag of rocks. We can also release the limiting beliefs. That's what I call the toxic mind. All those stories you tell yourself in your head, none of which are true. If you stop and think about it, 99% of what's going on inside your head is total BS. Hasn't even happened, or it's not even true. And so we can release that so that you can start having a positive, healthier relationship with your mind. And I know we have two ears and one mouth and we're told to listen more and talk less. But when it comes to what's going on inside our mind, I say we should talk more and listen less. Talk back to your mind and say, no, that's not even true. Cancel, cancel, cancel. I'm not taking that on. And so this is how I help people detox their mental and their emotional bodies. And then I actually work with a partner who's also NLP trained and a reverend, and she guides people through their spiritual detox. So we do this work in partnership. And it's really beautiful because in a very short amount of time, 10 to 12 hours of coaching sessions, we can take someone from being completely stuck in whatever area of their life. It could be relationship, it could be their career, it could be finances, it could be whatever it is, building a business, and break them through that to come out the other side. And of course, it can be health too, where they can step into what it is they want to achieve with ease and flow. And we set that opportunity up for them using the power of hypnotherapy in creating the future they want. So it's beautiful work.
Absolutely. And I mean, I've done a lot of this work too. And I completely agree with you. I'm curious if you had a conversation with that tree that you sat next to. And I'm referring to a book written by Jane Campbell, Conversations with the Tree. It's beautiful, beautiful book if you want to check that out. And I love that you mentioned the hardware of us in our mind. We're going to wrap up here. But the personality archetypes and programs is something that I've done and then added onto NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy. I've done this stuff for basically getting over trauma. Mm-hmm. And nipped it in the bud and found the right people at the right time to help me out. So for those of you tuning in, Melissa could very well be that person. I do love to go deep in this stuff as well with the KWML personality archetyping, energy technology to support with this too, communication with yourself and others, being these positive emotional states. What is the mindset of being beautiful and radiant? What does that look like? How do we present? That's all in my membership, which is really cool. So Melissa, I'd love for you to share with everyone where they can find you. And I really look forward to having you back on the show.
Well, thank you. And I love all of those tools that you have in your membership. And I just want to let people know that there are more than one way to heal, right? And your health is always a journey. We say, you know, when you're done your health journey, you're dead. So never stop that health journey. And you'll work with different practitioners over the course of your life. With NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy, we love that it's quick and you're not having to rehash traumatic experiences, talking through it over and over again. Emotions don't release just by talking about them. Emotions release when we ask the unconscious mind to release them because you have the learning from that experience and we can help you get that learning. And in terms of where people can get hold of me, my website is yourguidedhealthjourney.com. My email is simply melissa@yourguidedhealthjourney.com. And you'll find me on LinkedIn as Melissa Dealey.
Fantastic. And you also do some great not-for-profit work for Girls Matter. And we're going to have the link for that information in the show notes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Feel free to learn more about Melissa and I in the show notes and head on over to theschoolofradiance.com for non-toxic skincare, one-on-one sessions, tutorials, and of course, membership. Have a beautiful, high-vibe rest of your day. Subscribe, share this episode with a friend or loved one, and just know that even just you listening here, you're already on the right track. So keep up the great work, everyone. See you again very soon. And thank you very much, Melissa.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.